Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brant. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. We are live here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. You can join the conversation at 790-2040, and also we invite you to join us on Facebook as we push toward 3,400 friends now of the Buckmaster Show. The Arizona State Legislature passed an important new mental health law this session that went largely unnoticed by the media. We're going to shed some light on it during the next few minutes. Law enforcement leaders like Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik believe that had this new law been in place, it's quite possible that the Tucson mass shooting of January 9th, 2011 might have been prevented. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Radio Show is Vanessa Sini. Vanessa is the Chief Operating Officer for the Community Partnership of Southern Arizona, which, through its contract with the state, is the regional authority that manages all publicly funded behavioral health services for children and adults in Pima County. Vanessa, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Well, thank you very much. And I wonder if we could start off by talking about how you would characterize the mental health environment in Pima County. And of course, mental health in the news almost every day. There's been another, if folks didn't hear the news, another shooting related tragedy, this one at a school outside of Portland. It's almost like it's once a week or sometimes, unfortunately, more often.
The news this morning was indeed very tragic, and our hearts and sympathies go out to those families and the community in Oregon. In terms of your question related to the status of the mental health system in Pima County, I can tell you as a Chief Operating Officer for Community Partnership of Southern Arizona, which has been the regional behavioral health authority now for 19 years, there have been many efforts, particularly in the last many years, to ensure that we have a very responsive and comprehensive system of care, specifically in relation to being responsive to law enforcement and our crisis system as well.
Vanessa, what is this new law that was passed by the legislature that Sheriff Dubnik is really excited about and said that perhaps if it had been in place, it might have prevented the tragedy of January 8th, 2011?
The new law that was passed by the legislature is HB 2105, and what it does is allows an officer to detain a person believed to be a danger based on probable cause rather than observed behavior. Previously, if a person had presented as a danger to themselves or a danger to others, there had to be eyewitness verification of that. So having the ability to detain a person on probable cause allows in for an officer to bring a person in for further evaluation of their mental health status so that person can then receive an assessment and, most importantly, treatment and then recovery.
Is what we are doing something we should all be proud of when it comes to the area of mental health? And I'm sure there's room to do a lot more.
There's always room to improve, I think, in every area that we're involved in. However, I will tell you that I believe that our system of care here in Pima County has really done a great job, in particular related to being responsive to our community. You know, we have a comprehensive crisis system. Thanks to the voters since 2006 passing the behavioral health bonds, we now have a crisis response center whereby police officers can bring persons who are presenting with any sort of mental health issue. And since the opening of that facility in August 2011, we're aware that police officers who had spent many hours in emergency departments are now in and out of that facility 13 minutes. So
wow.
what we've done in terms of being responsive to the community and really being able to share information in terms of mental health first aid trainings. We've trained close to 3,000 people in our community since February 2011 in mental health first aid, which is a simple training for community members so they are aware of signs and symptoms of mental health, and then they can notify someone to get some assistance. So we have done a lot, and I think our community is well poised to respond to the needs of the persons that we serve and the community in general.
Vanessa Sini is with us. Vanessa is the Chief Operating Officer for the Community Partnership of Southern Arizona. We should talk a little bit about the partnership. It's been around since the 1990s, correct?
Yes, our partnership, Community Partnership of Southern Arizona, our partnership with the community and our providers started in 1995. So we are now in our 19th year. We're one of the longest standing regional behavioral health authorities in the state. We serve 35,000 people in ongoing treatment. And we're also responsible for our entire community, over a million residents. Anyone who may be in crisis that needs to seek crisis services can seek those through our system of care, can call 622-6000 and access services. And we're very proud of the system that we've built over these 19 years, and particularly our focus on our crisis system and our relationship with law enforcement.
Is there a hotline that people can get service almost immediately?
Absolutely. 622-6000, you can call that if you're in crisis and seek services.
Is that 24-7, Vanessa?
24-7, and it's staffed by behavioral health professionals. We also have mobile teams that are staffed with behavioral health professionals and have contact with police and officers. If someone is needing a welfare check or someone to come out on a mobile crisis, we're able to do that 24/7.
People looking for a career, there are opportunities in this field.
Absolutely. Workforce is an area of focus for us. We do have positions in the behavioral health system, and we're always looking for persons who particularly want to work in the public behavioral health system. I've worked in the public behavioral health system for over 30 years, and it is very rewarding. And you work with really great coworkers and other providers. So we're very much seeking young professionals and people that are in school now wanting to look at careers in the behavioral health field because it's very much in need.
This mental health court has won plaudits. It's been recognized as a real trailblazing kind of area for mental health needs.
Absolutely. Starting back in 2000, the first mental health court through the Tucson City Mental Health Court started really through the efforts of our CEO and President Neil Cash, also with a retired judge that we work closely with, Judge Nanette Warner, started the first mental health court. Now we have grown to 7 mental health courts, and we have graduated more than 7,000 individuals from the Tucson City Mental Health Court alone. So it does make a dramatic difference. It reduces the average jail stay for people experiencing mental illness from 22 days to fewer than 5. It has saved taxpayers millions of dollars by reducing those jail stays as well.
Now, Child Protective Services no longer called that. It's been renamed, but you've been watching this, I'm sure, as a mental health professional. What's your take on the situation? What needs to be done?
Well, I think what's been done
a good first step?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the reform and changes that the governor has spearheaded are very positive, and people who are experts in the field of child welfare are very pleased that the special legislative session passed the budget. It's critically needed. Having additional workforce will make a tremendous difference, but the dollars that come along with that to hire staff and also continue to support the children that are in need it's critically important. So I think it's a really good step in the right direction, and I know that we're pleased about it, and child welfare experts are very pleased about it as well.
How about child issues with mental health issues for young people?
Yes, in terms of young people who are struggling with mental health issues, you know, we do have, through the public behavioral health system, a very comprehensive system of care offering services from prevention to outpatient services. through crisis services all the way to inpatient services as needed. At times, children as well may need to see a psychiatrist, and all of those types of services are available within our system of care. We have many children in our system, many who are wards of the state that are coming in through CPS, because any child that is removed has experienced a trauma, and so they will receive an assessment within our system to ensure that they're getting the type of behavioral health treatment based on the trauma they experienced. And so we're very involved with the child welfare system.
Getting back to the law enforcement, and I know they're very happy, as you pointed out, with the Crisis Response Center. When law enforcement picks up someone and they think that they may have some mental health issues, they take them to this center. What kind of the people then evaluate the folks coming in? What are they looking for, Vanessa?
Right. Well, initially, I really want to recognize law enforcement in our community and Sheriff Dupnik and TPD, because law enforcement now has the opportunity to have a crisis intervention training where they actually learn and are very knowledgeable of what to do when someone is in a behavioral health crisis. They bring them to the CRC. There is a handoff. We built a special sally port area in the Crisis Response Center so that there's safety ensured. Behavioral health professionals will take that information, and law enforcement is calling in ahead of time as they have someone. We have a command and control center, as we call it, taking about 12,000 calls a month. Law enforcement will call. Their calls are prioritized. We know when they're coming in. The Sallyport area will open up. That handoff of chain of custody will happen with a behavioral health professional. Psychiatrists and nurses are waiting, and that person will receive the services they are needing.
Let's see if we can sneak in one quick call here, Vanessa, before we wrap this up. Andrea is with us. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to know, could you please explain the difference between the care that's given to two separate individuals, one being the one that's chemically imbalanced due to medication that they've taken, and then the treatment that's given to those who are neurologically, mentally ill?
Okay.
Okay, so trying to understand your question in terms of the treatment that's given to someone who is neurologically having difficulty and may be mentally ill, and someone who's a chemical imbalance. In terms of anyone seeking services, it really depends, Andrea, on that person's assessment and all of those variables. When you talk about chemical imbalance, often that's described as someone who may be experiencing more of a serious mental illness. But it also, you could be referencing as well someone who may be using substances. So again, each individual situation really requires a professional to assess that situation, to take collateral information from families and others who are surrounding that person, and then to consider all of that, and for that person to then get the appropriate care that's needed.
Thank you very much, Andrea, for calling, and thank you very much, Vanessa Sini. Thank you very much from the Community Partnership. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot. This portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just three and a half hours east of Tucson. If you're looking for a place to cool off, I send a lot of the Buckmaster Show listeners over to Silver City. After all, it's a mile-high elevation, great place to cool off, maybe 15 degrees cooler, and a very nice place to go hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org, which has the full listing of the great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge. We'll be right back. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the man we consult with is Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, are you having a good week?
Having a very good week, Bill. Yourself?
Very nice, thank you. And as far as the Dow is concerned?
That was a little flat today, but it's only Tuesday, but we've overcome Any earlier losses this morning? We're down at around 1 point. And, of course, we were up yesterday. We're very, very close to 17,000.
That's a very attractive figure, 17,000.
Nice ceiling or floor.
You let's believe we'll go through 17 then end the year a bit over 17.
I do. You know, maybe midpoint, 17.5, 17.4, something like that. Most importantly, we're seeing very interesting the results of inflation and unemployment, which are the two things that the Fed is supposed to control, are now more closely aligned to their goals than almost at any other point in its history. So, you know, what that means for continuing to stimulate, you know, stimulus of the economy, I don't know. But I believe that we'll be at 6% or maybe even a tiny bit lower in unemployment by the end of the year. It looks like we're going to have a 3.5% GDP quarter, overcoming a slightly negative GDP quarter in the first quarter. So the economy is kind of chugging along at a reasonable rate. The perception of the economy as being as healthy as it really is really not there. Part of that is because unemployment has stayed stubbornly high and because a lot of people have kind of left the workforce. But we're now at levels of employment that are even higher than they were in 2008 before all of this began.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us every Tuesday about this time. We do the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and last week we began the theme. It's kind of part two today, Shelley. Talking about certainties, there are very few certainties in life. I guess we can say that certainly death and taxes are
death
right
and taxes, but you can buy certainty in your investments. But anything you buy comes at a cost. So what we talked about last time was depositing money in bank accounts and things that are insured by the federal government. But you can also invest in products that are guaranteed by insurance companies. Those products typically come under the category of either annuities or life insurance policies, and they are a way for an investor to buy into some certainty. Now, what happens with an annuity is that you give up something. You give up, typically, liquidity is one thing you give up. In other words, you can't touch your money without some penalties for a known period of time. The other thing you give up is the cost of the annuity, because the insurance companies are not, I love this word, eleemosynary organizations. That's a word that means nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
They are not nonprofit-making companies. They're companies that try to make a profit. And so when they offer something to you that is of value, they charge you for it. And so you can buy a variable annuity, which means you're invested in mutual funds within that annuity. You can buy guarantees within that variable annuity that say, well, you can have the money out at the end for the rest of your life, and it'll be guaranteed to grow at a certain rate on the way there. Now you say, well, gosh, that sounds too good to be true. Well, yeah, it is. It doesn't mean that you can take the money out in a lump sum. The other problem with annuities very often is that if they are bought in a non-IRA type of account, then any gains that your beneficiaries realize when they inherit that annuity will be taxable as ordinary income. Whereas if you invest in stocks or bonds, or even mutual funds, your beneficiaries get a step up so that they don't have to pay the gains that you've realized during the time that you held those investments. So there are always trade-offs. But for certain investors for whom certainty is important, annuities can play a certain meaningful role in a portfolio. The other type of annuity I wanted to mention is what's called index annuities. Now, index annuities don't invest in mutual funds. They track an index, and the index is typically the S&P 500. And then they participate in any growth of the S&P 500, typically not at 100%, but it's something less than that. The insurance company takes anything above that participation rate. And in return, they tell you that you cannot lose money in any year. So any year in which the market is down, you stay flat. Any year in which the market goes up, you get a percentage of that increase. So very interesting.
Yeah. So a little bit, some certainty involved there. But if you need money and you need to be liquid, this is probably not the way to go.
It is absolutely not the way to go. You can always get 10% of your money out free of any penalties. Mm-hmm. But buying annuities, you have to be really careful, Bill, because they have to be sold by reputable people. And index annuities very often are simply sold by insurance people. They're not sold by licensed investment advisors because they don't actually invest that money in the markets. So you really need to know who you're investing with. You need to make sure that the company that is guaranteeing those investments, namely the insurance company, is going to be a A-plus mm-hmm. rated company and is going to be there when you're ready to take that money. Be really careful.
All right, Shelley Fishman, we can find you at?
At buckmastershow.com and at shelleyfishman.com or at 940-0884.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
Opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Authorities near Portland, Oregon, say a gunman who shot and killed a student at a high school in Troutdale this morning was found dead as police showed up. Police not yet identifying either the gunman or the student who was killed. Prosecutors have filed murder and attempted murder charges against the man accused of killing one person and wounding two others last week in a shooting at Seattle Pacific University. The House has approved legislation to allow patients facing long waits for care at VA facilities to get VA-paid treatment from local doctors. The Taliban warns that violence in Pakistan, not over yet. Today, gunmen attacked a training facility for airport police near the airport in Karachi. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 4 points. The NASDAQ is off 1 point. More details at srnnews.com.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our following segment presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusiness.com. Well, a scaled-down version of the hit television series Shark Tank, hosted by Cox Business and Inc. magazine, came to Tucson a few weeks ago, giving five local entrepreneurs a chance to hear directly from industry experts and the opportunity for one finalist to walk away with $5,000 to put toward startup costs. Well, the winner of the competition is with us today on the Buckmaster Show. She is Shannon Sarton, co-founder of a new company called Scraps on Scraps, which officially launched in January of this year with a food-to-farm kind of effort to sort of take all the hassle out of composting. Shannon, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
I am so curious to hear about this company, but why don't we begin with, first of all, the competition. Were you nervous, and what how did what was your sales pitch?
I was so nervous. I actually, when I had signed up for the competition, didn't know what it was. So when I got an email saying I had to make a pitch in front of all these people, I kind of clammed up and went to my sister and I said, "Are you sure you don't want to do it?" And she said, "No, no, this is your baby. You do it." So I spent the day before really writing out a pitch, running it by people. I got a lot of great feedback. And our pitch was basically this idea that we need to be conscious consumers, that we have an obligation to make sure that we are not leaving the environment more of a mess for future generations. So that was really my plea to the judges and all of the other people that were in attendance that night.
What is composting?
So composting is the process of taking food scraps or anything that's quote unquote compostable. I know that's not really defining for you guys, but it's anything that can be broken down and turned back into a nutrient-rich soil that we can utilize, whether it be through urban farming or actual large-scale farms or even just landscaping.
How does it work, your company now? What are you going to do?
So our company has a super simple format to follow. You sign up online, send
keep
us an email.
You know the old formula, keep it simple.
Keep it simple. That's my rule with everything.
There you go.
When it gets too big, people lose interest. Mm-hmm. So our the way that we work is you sign up online, we bring you out a 5-gallon bucket that's got these awesome, my mom loves to call them smell tight lids, so you can keep them right in your house. The only extra step that you as a consumer have to think about is whether or not something's compostable, and we give you a list to make it easy. So anything compostable comes up, you just scoop it right into that bucket, let it fill up. Every 2 weeks, we pick it up, we swap it out with a clean bucket, and then we take it out to the Compost Cats composting site at the San Javier Co-op Farm, where it's turned into compost.
So your organization then picks up the barrels.
Yes. So our job is to access consumers, make sure that your bucket's getting picked up every 2 weeks and that you're getting a new one.
Does the bucket stay at your home? You just dump the contents of your bucket into another bucket?
No, we actually bring you a brand new clean bucket.
Okay.
So, because we want people to feel like every 2 weeks they get to start over and don't have to deal with anything that would be smelly or messy from having compost in it.
What did the judges say when they... you only had a couple of minutes to sell the idea, right?
Right. So it was 2.5 minutes. And when I had run through my pitch multiple times, it was always falling right at 2.5 minutes. And I actually didn't get through the whole thing that day. But the judges all had really positive feedback, which that was what I was nervous about, was is somebody going to rip my business idea apart in front of me? And they ended up having just positive feedback. I think all of them made comments about how great of a business idea they thought it was and that I had really done some thorough planning. I think I had answers to all of their questions.
Now, the Cox business people have been very good to you.
Yes, Cox business has been amazing to us. That night, in fact, as soon as I walked into the room and started meeting them, they were amazing. Every single one of them took the time to come and meet us, to talk to us. And this was even before we had won. And I think we got to meet some higher up people in Cox as well, which was awesome. Got our picture taken with all of them. And we've been very, very grateful for all the plugs and all the different PR that they've been able to do for us. And just having had that opportunity is huge for startups in Tucson.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the $5,000 cash prize, then Cox Business Service for 1 year. This is a nice value. That was $1,000. I think Cox Media was involved too. They've got some consultation for you too. So
the additional Cox stuff, I think, totals about $6,000.
Wow,
which has been awesome. My sister and I actually left the day after the competition to go to Africa for 2 weeks, and so we're just now coming back and getting on board with all of the cool Cox stuff that they've got to offer us.
You were in Africa.
We did. My sister and I went to Ghana for 2 weeks on a medical volunteer trip.
To Accra? Is that the capital?
Across the capital. Okay. We were actually in a tiny region called the Kumfi region, and we were in a tiny
great experience.
Village. It was amazing. It was very powerful.
So tell me, Shannon, how did you get involved with composting and the whole thing with the environment?
So growing up here, I didn't compost, but I moved to Seattle about 6 years ago, and there they have a residential food waste and compostable material pickup program built into their trash and recycling service. So at some point while living there, I took it upon myself to start composting more, and it really kind of became this second nature thing to me. So when I moved back here, I remember the first day standing over my parents' trash can and recycling bin with a banana peel, not knowing what to do. And my sister and I talk a lot about compost guilt. So I put it in the trash because I didn't have anywhere else to put it. And I thought about that banana peel for like 2 or 3 days, feeling terrible that it was going to end up in the landfill. And then my sister told me a similar story about strawberry tops that she had walked around with because she couldn't find a compost bin.
And so most of our scraps wind up in the landfills, and then they release excess amounts of methane gas. Is that the way it works?
Right.
Yeah.
So as the food scraps decompose in the landfill, they release this methane gas. And the methane gas is actually, I believe, it's estimated to be 21 times worse for the environment than carbon dioxide. So basically the process of taking it out and turning it into compost is powerful because it not only reduces that methane gas, but you're also turning it into something that's useful. So it would be the same thing as pulling out anything else from the landfill that could potentially be reused. But on top of that, you're basically combating this methane gas release.
So how do people find out more about the business? And perhaps there are some listeners that would like to get involved with the company and become, I guess, members.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So we have a website. It's www.scrapsonscraps.com. And from there, you can sign up either via PayPal or you can shoot us an email to info@scrapsonscraps.com or call us at 333-7106. We've noticed that a lot of people are uncomfortable with online banking or PayPal, so we try to be really flexible. Anybody who wants a different payment plan, we'll always set that up for them.
The bucket, the airtight bucket, the charge then a month is what?
$13 a month, and we pick up every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, you come up to the house. And is there a particular area of town, or are you pretty much now covering Pima County?
Yeah, we're pretty much covering the city of Tucson and extending past that, as I'm learning that the city of Tucson ends kind of prematurely in a lot of areas. But we have not limited ourselves because we want to make sure that it's accessible to other people. And as we expand into new areas, we notice that with one customer comes another 3 to 4.
Shannon, have you then incorporated the company Scraps on Scraps?
Or? Yes, yeah, we have. Yeah. Wow. That was one of the first steps that we took. Maybe I did things backwards in my business process, but
whatever. It seems to be working. I mean, the judges like what you're doing. They like the idea. Cox Business is really on board. You have a great team. I think you've got nothing but blue sky ahead of you.
I agree.
You're on the move here. Scraps on Scraps. How'd you come up with the name? Was that your idea?
You know, it was actually my sister's idea. I think it was pulled from a rap song. Oh. I'm not going to lie. But we also have a dog named Scraps.
Okay.
So my six-year-old daughter thinks.
Keep with the theme.
Yeah, he's the mascot, you know.
Shannon Sarton, Scraps on Scraps, new company, won the Get Started Tucson competition. We want to wish you all the best, Shannon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Cox Business. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusiness.com. Back after this.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views.
But large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Welcome back. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, announcing the fall 2014 season of entertainment events and classic films. Full season members only ticket presale begins this Friday, June 13th. Purchase tickets early to reserve the best seats for this season's most popular shows, including Dwight Yoakam, Mavis Staples, Comedy Central's Last Comic Standing, Leanne Womack, Paul Reiser, David Sedaris, Judy Collins, and Mariachi Christmas. Visit foxtucson.com to view the complete fall season show and event list. The best seat in the house is waiting for you at Fox Theater member ticket presale, again beginning June 13th, and public on sale beginning June 20th. For more information about the fall season or tickets to tonight's concert, featuring classic rock favorite America, performing tonight at 7:30. Visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Let's welcome now the Buckmaster Show arts contributor, along with Margaret Regan. We are pleased to have Linda Ray and Margaret Regan as our Buckmaster Show arts contributors. Linda, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, and I'm sure excited to hear about that Mavis Staples show with Fox. I hope everybody gets out to see that one. That's going to be a really good one.
Linda is taking a little time off. You are back in my hometown of Chicago, and up on, I saw on Facebook you were up in Evanston, up on the North Shore, and I'm sure you're having a great time. It's a little cooler up there, I'm sure.
It's a lot cooler and a lot rainier.
Is it?
But, you know, the hot time in summer in Tucson, people always make a lot of fun. And do we have a lot of fun stuff going on this week and actually the whole month of June?
What do you got open?
Starting with the theater stuff, Broadway in Tucson, you know, they're having Jersey Boys. That hugely popular Broadway show was made into a film, I think in 2005, but it's presented in a documentary style about the history of the Four Seasons. You remember the Four Seasons? Group with wonderful harmonies and Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry. Oh, What a Night, My Eyes Adore You Stay, all of those great songs from the 60s are in it, and I think it's going to be a packed show, so now's a good time to get your tickets from BroadwayandTucson.com.
Frankie,
they got the whole schedule right there.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons should be a great
right,
show.
It's going to be June 17th through 22nd, so check it out at BroadwayandTucson.com, and then we've got a couple of classics coming up. We talked about Pygmalion before. It's the story on which, of course, My Fair Lady was made. That's at Comedy Playhouse through Sunday, June 29th. And also, just for the fun of it, Midsummer Night's Dream is the Shakespeare play you'd expect this time of year, but the Red Barn Theater is pulling out Twelfth Night, which I don't know if you know. Shakespeare originally wrote to close the Christmas season, and so it's a good cool weather kind of thing, but it's also Shakespearean love-struck silliness at its best, and this one has a gender-bending twist. I don't know, but maybe for Pride Month. You know, June is Pride Month, and we have a lot of things related to that going on. So that's at... let me give you the phone number for that, because it's the website's kind of hard to get to. It's 887-6239.
And that is at the Red Barn Theater?
Yeah, it's a funny little old theater on Main Avenue. It's often used for kids' theater productions and so on, but there is a regular repertory theater company that uses it from time to time, and this is one of their plays they're putting on for summer.
Okay, that's
sounds like fun.
948 North Main, the Red Barn Theater. That should be a lot of fun. For folks who have not been up to the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun in a long time, it might be worth a trip up there to celebrate the 105th birthday of Ted DeGrazia.
Right. Free cake and ice cream.
I mean,
can't turn it down.
He won't be there necessarily at 105, but it would celebrate the birthday of the late Ted DeGrazia.
Right. And it's as good an excuse as any to go up there and see how beautiful it is and the wonderful collections that he has there. But, you know, also opening this week and continuing through August is something we haven't talked about before, I don't think, is at the Etherington Gallery. It's two exhibits. One is called Wild America. It's a selection of photographs by Deborah Bloomfield and Ansel Adams, the separate ones. Bloomfield's wilderness images convey the intimate experience of being in the wilderness, while Adams' classic landscapes describe the majesty of Yosemite National Park. That's the blurb from Etherton, but it sounds unmissable. Doesn't it sound beautiful?
It sounds beautiful, and I love to see Ansel Adams' work on display. And, of course, Etherton Gallery at 135 South 6th Avenue downtown always does a beautiful job when they display photography. After all, that's their mainstay at the Etherton Gallery. And that show will be up through August the 30th. How about music, Linda Ray?
Oh, there is an event I absolutely would not miss on Monday. I don't know if you've heard of the Church of Beethoven. It's in several cities all around the country. And actually, an oboe player from the Tucson Symphony started it here at Maker House, where all things wonderful and new seem to be happening. You know, that's in the old Bates Mansion at the corner of Stone and Tool. So their fifth event is coming up this Monday. And the premise is, in Beethoven's time, every time you went out, you saw new music. You know, nobody was playing these as museum pieces in that time. You'd go out to a pub and drink, and Beethoven would be there hanging out and playing music and all of that. So, well, roughly, approximately, that's what happened. So Maker House is kind of, and the Church of Beethoven is out to break down the museum walls and bring Beethoven and original classical music presentations to us folks, us regular folks, while we have a good time making an evening of entertainment. So Monday night is the fifth edition, and it'll feature violinist Samantha Bukua, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, and then Chris Black, and we've talked about Chris before with the Chamber Lab and some other projects he's got going on around town. He did he accompanied a dance performance, a ballet performance earlier this year. He's just a very versatile guy, no musical boundaries. And they are performing an original text work by Kristen Nelson, whom you may know as the executive director of Casa Libre in La Solana, which is the great salon of writers in our town and also provides a residence for visiting writers. So I don't want to talk too much about it, which I think I have, but I would love for people to be as excited about this as I am, because it's just making music and poetry and art in general accessible to people. Maker House is all about that. So I think it'll be fun. Monday, June 16th from 7 to 8:15 p.m. And you can look it up. Just look up churchofbeethoven-tucson.org.
Well, I can tell you.
And learn all about the project there.
I can tell you're very excited about it, and this is the first I have heard about this Church of Beethoven at Maker House, and I'll give the address for those that would like to attend on Monday, this Monday, 7 to 8:15 in the evening, 283 North Stone Avenue. Don't really have time to get into film much, but you mentioned poetry, so why don't we quickly switch to that, because there's some fun events. Two chances for everyone to be a poet, Linda Ray.
Right. Mostly Books at 6208 East Speedway Boulevard is hosting an event where if you've got a poem, bring it and read it. It's for local poets and writers to get together and read their poetry or short poems. And everyone is invited to that, as well as we should talk about Words on the Avenue at Cafe Passé, 415 North 4th Avenue. It's an open mic for all writers to share their stories, fiction, poetry, prose, thoughts, diary entries, whatever you'd like to share at 7 p.m. It's the last Sunday of every month. And beyond that, all I can say is go to the Loft. It's like going to film school. They have Godzilla, the Japanese original, in a 60th anniversary restoration.
That ought to be fun. Linda, yeah. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to have a safe visit in the Chicagoland area, and we'll look forward to you back here in Tucson. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, thanks. Linda Ray with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging fans of live entertainment to become a member of the Fox. Members enjoy benefits such as member-only ticket pre-sales and concession discounts. Become a member now. Take advantage of the Fox Fall Season presale. That begins Friday, this Friday. The Fall 2014 season is packed with iconic musical entertainers, including Dwight Yoakam, Leanne Womack, Asia, Mavis Staples, and Judy Collins. Comedians like Brad Sherwood, comedian actor Paul Reiser, and best-selling author David Sedaris. Stage shows such as Last Comic Standing, Late Night Catechism, and Girls' Night the Musical. And World and Roots musical performances by Senegal Gospel Choir, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and on it goes, Mariachi Christmas. To view the complete list, go and purchase tickets. For the best seats in the house, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show presented by Culligan Water. Culligan, thank you very much. All the in-studio guests are presented with a nice, cool bottle of Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Coming up tomorrow morning here on KVOI, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone airs every weekday from 8 to 9. And don't forget, we have a new talk show here on KVOI. Mike Shaw hosts For Tucson at 4. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.